26 seems like a lot to me. As Tony said, it's a shitty world. You graph them? Do we have, say, a cluster of activity around certain dates? 79 to 82 was not a good time to be a young female in Boston. How bad? 9 cases in 4 years, all unsolved. Age parameters? 0 to 18. Didi considered him. And if you narrow the age range to, say, between 5 years old and 15, drops it to 7. Names? He did the honors, including Dori Petrocelli. Locations? All over. Southie, Lawrence, Salem, Waltham, Woburn, Marlborough, Peabody. If we make the assumption the same subject was responsible for 6 of the 7 cases, by all means, let's assume away. You're talking someone with a vehicle, for one, McGagan considered. Someone who knows his way around the state, is comfortable blending in a lot of different places. Maybe a utility worker, a repair person. Someone smart, organized, ritualized in his approach. Timeline fits Aeola, Sinkus commented. Released in 78, doesn't have anything better to do. Except, Didi murmured, incidents wind down in 82. Aeola wouldn't have any reason to stop. Aeola could theoretically go on forever, which, frankly, would be true of any perpetrator. Predators don't magically just wake up one day and repent. Something happened. Other events, influences, must have interceded. Which brings us to... Her gaze shifted, found Bobby, Russell Granger. Bobby sighed, tilted back his chair. He'd been so busy since returning to HQ, he hadn't had time to piss, let alone prepare notes. He had all eyes on him now, the city guys sizing up the state game. He did the best he could off the top of his head. According to police reports, Russell Granger first reported a peeping Tom at his Arlington home in August of 1982. This set in motion a chain of events that culminated with Russell packing up his family and disappearing 2 months later, ostensibly to protect his 7-year-old daughter, Annabelle. So at first blush, we have a targeted victim, Annabelle Granger, and her poor, beleaguered father. Except, Didi agreed. Bobby held up a finger. One, he said briskly, Catherine Gagnon, who was abducted in 1980, recognized a photo of Russell Granger. Except Gagnon knew him as an FBI agent who interviewed her twice in the hospital after her rescue. That would be November of 1980, almost 2 years before the Peeping Tom report Russell Granger would file in Arlington. Brock had appeared to be nodding off at the table. This information, however, brought his head snapping up. Huh? Our thoughts exactly. Two, during his visits with Catherine, Granger produced a composite sketch for her consideration. Catherine said the black and white didn't match her attacker. Granger tried to insist it did, got upset when she stayed firm, said it didn't. So, was the sketch an attempt on the part of Granger to distract Catherine, or did he honestly have a suspect in mind as her rapist? I have my opinion, he jerked his head toward Didi. The sergeant has hers. Which brings us to three.